안녕하십니까? 2024학년도 마스터피스 모의고사 1회 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2024학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us at the City Museum today. We have a special announcement to make regarding our upcoming exhibition. Due to a sudden burst water pipe in the exhibition hall, we have been forced to postpone the exhibition to a later date. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused, and assure you that we are working hard to reschedule the exhibition as soon as possible. Please stay tuned for updates on our website and social media channels regarding the new exhibition dates. We sincerely appreciate your understanding and continued support.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Dad. I'm having a hard time choosing how to travel for my summer vacation.
Hi, sweetheart. Have you considered taking a train?
I was initially leaning towards flying because it's faster and more convenient.
I understand, but have you heard about eco-friendly travel?
Eco-friendly travel? What does that mean?
It's about choosing travel options that are sustainable and prioritize the well-being of the environment.
That sounds interesting, but how does taking the train help the environment?
Well, trains emit significantly fewer greenhouse gases compared to airplanes, 6 times less on average.
Oh, I didn't know that. I really should consider taking a train for my trip. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
3번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Thompson. Thank you for meeting with me today.
It's my pleasure, Ms. Evans.
Could you provide some information about your organization for our newspaper subscribers?
Of course. We are a non-profit organization dedicated to providing education and resources to underprivileged children.
How do you carry out your mission?
We offer after-school programs, mentorship opportunities, and scholarships to help children succeed both academically and personally.
Amazing! How many children are you currently assisting?
Currently, we are assisting around 100 children.
That must require a lot of effort and support.
Absolutely. We heavily rely on the support of the community and volunteers.
I see. May I take some photographs to accompany the article?
Certainly. I hope you will be able to capture the essence of our organization.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Peter, what are you looking at?
It's a picture I took at the science exhibition held at our school.
Oh, I see a moon phases poster on the wall.
Yes, we wanted to highlight the different phases of the moon.
And what about those books on the shelves?
We displayed books related to different scientific fields for people to explore.
That's a great way to promote knowledge. On the whiteboard, there is a diagram illustrating the solar system with the planets and their orbits.
That's right. We created a visual representation of the solar system.
Why is there an X mark at the far right on the whiteboard? Is that Pluto?
You got it. We included it as a quiz question.
I see. What about the candy on the table?
It was a treat for the children who answered the quiz correctly.
You must have had a fun time.
Absolutely.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Andrew. How was your trip to the bookstore?
It was great. I found some interesting books. How about you?
I had a good time, too. By the way, could you water my plants while I'm away next week?
I'm afraid I can't. I'll be working remotely due to a business trip, but I can ask my colleague Nicole. Would you like me to check with her?
That'd be wonderful, Andrew.
All right. She's usually busy at this time of day. If I text her now, I should be able to give you an update within a couple of hours. Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay. I'll reach out to Nicole and inform you as soon as I get a reply.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Enjoy the rest of your day and take care.
You're welcome, Ashley. Goodbye.
Bye.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, I'm searching for baby shoes for my nephew.
We have a variety of shoes available. What size do you need?
He's around 12 months old, so size 4 should work.
Perfect. How about these green dinosaur sneakers? They're currently on sale for 20% off. Originally priced at $40.
Great. I'll take a pair of green sneakers. And what about these socks? They look nice.
One set costs $12, but we're running a special promotion today. If you buy two sets, the second one will be 50% off.
That's a good deal. I'll take two sets then. Can I use my 10% discount coupon as well?
I'm sorry, but this coupon cannot be combined with other promotions.
I understand.
All right. One pair of green sneakers and two sets of socks. How would you like to pay?
I'll pay with a credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 로봇 대회에 출전하지 못하는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Rebecca. I've got some exciting news.
Hi, Michael. What's up?
I heard about a robotics competition. How about teaming up and entering?
That sounds awesome. I just finished building a new robot for my final project. Is there anything specific we need to do to participate?
Not really. We just need to bring our own robots.
Perfect. My new robot is much more advanced and capable than my previous one. When is the competition?
It's scheduled for next Saturday afternoon.
Oh no, I won't be available on Saturday.
Oops, I forgot. You mentioned your grandmother's birthday party.
Actually, it's been rescheduled and will be held the following weekend.
Then why can't you make it to the competition?
I have a friend's wedding to attend that day.
Oh, I understand. I'll try to find another partner for the competition.
8번 대화를 듣고 2023 메이필드 북페어에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Matthew, have you heard about the 2023 Mayfield Book Fair?
Yes, it's a popular event for book lovers.
What kind of books will be there?
They'll have a wide variety of genres, including fiction, nonfiction, and children's books.
Sounds interesting. Is it only for professional writers?
No, it's open to everyone.
Great. When and where is it taking place?
It's from July 15th to 17th at the Mayfield Convention Center.
How much does it cost to attend?
Children under 12 can enter for free, but adults need to purchase a $10 ticket.
Will there be any special events or workshops?
Yes, they have book signings and writing workshops throughout the fair.
Sounds exciting. I'll go check it out.
9번 에머랄드 사이클링 챌린지에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, listeners. Today, I have an exciting announcement for all the cycling enthusiasts out there. Get ready for the Emerald Cycling Challenge, one of the biggest cycling events in the region. This annual event takes place in the beautiful Emerald Valley and offers a variety of cycling routes for participants of all levels. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced cyclist, there's a route suitable for you. This year, the event will be held on September 15th and will kick off with a grand opening ceremony followed by the start of the races. In addition to the races, there will be live music performances and cycling gear exhibitions. So, mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable cycling experience.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구매할 계란찜기를 고르시오.
Honey, can you help me choose an egg steamer? I can't decide which of these five models to get.
Sure thing. If we focus on quality, we should be able to find a reliable one.
That's true. However, this model seems a bit too expensive for us. We can't exceed our budget of $40.
True. How about the capacity?
Let's go for a larger one, at least 6 eggs.
I agree. That rules out this model.
Do you have any preference as to the color?
I like white, but since our other appliances are black, let's get a black one to match.
So, it's down to two options now.
Look, this model includes a booklet of egg recipes.
Our son loves eggs, so having new recipes would be great. Let's go with that one.
Okay.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Nathan, I have an extra ticket for the concert tomorrow night. Are you interested in going together?
Oh, that sounds great. I'd love to go. What time does it start?
It starts at 8 p.m. Would you like the ticket?
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sophia, have you finished reading the book I recommended?
Yes, I have. It was amazing. Thank you for the recommendation.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let's discuss what we should read next.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi. I purchased a vacuum cleaner from your store last week, but I'm experiencing some issues with it.
I'm sorry to hear that. What seems to be the problem?
Well, it's not effectively picking up dirt, and the suction power is very weak.
That's not good. Have you tried cleaning the filters and checking for any blockages?
Yes, I have. However, it didn't improve the performance at all.
I see. In that case, would you like to return it for a refund?
Yes, that sounds like the best solution. Can I bring it back to the store?
Absolutely. Just make sure to bring the receipt and all the original packaging with you.
Okay, I'll make sure to bring everything.
Will you be coming tomorrow?
Yes. I plan on visiting the store tomorrow afternoon.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hannah, you seem a bit stressed out.
Well, I've been struggling to balance school and work lately.
I understand. Managing both responsibilities can be tough. How are you currently handling it?
I study on weekends and work in the evenings, but I always feel rushed.
Have you thought about creating a schedule?
I haven't considered that.
A schedule can help you allocate time for studying and working.
That makes sense. So, what kind of tools do you use to manage your schedule?
Personally, I use a planning app on my phone, which allows me to create time blocks for different activities and set reminders.
Oh, That sounds convenient. Could you recommend a specific planning app for me?
I use an app called Time Master.
The name of the app sounds very intuitive. Would you mind helping me install it?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미아가 노아에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mia and Noah are colleagues working in the same office. One day, during their lunch break, Mia notices Noah looking thoughtful. She asks him what's on his mind, and Noah shares his concerns about the excessive use of disposable wooden chopsticks in the office, considering their environmental impact. Mia empathizes with his concerns and suggests finding ways to reduce their usage. Also, Mia thinks that it would be beneficial to involve their colleagues in the discussion so that they can gather diverse perspectives and come up with a more comprehensive idea. Now, Mia wants to propose to Noah that they organize a meeting with their team to address the issue and brainstorm ideas. In this situation, what would Mia most likely say to Noah?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good evening. I'm Richard Anderson, a historian from the Culinary Heritage Institute. Today, I would like to introduce you to great chefs from different countries throughout history. One such incredible chef was Heston Blumenthal from England. His innovative approach to molecular gastronomy completely transformed the culinary world. Moving on to Japan, we encounter the legendary Jiro Ono. His dedication to art of sushi making made him a true icon in the culinary realm. Another highly esteemed chef, Massimo Bottura, comes from Italy. His creative reinterpretations of traditional Italian cuisine have earned him international recognition. Lastly, let's not forget about Anna Roche from Slovenia. Her unique cooking style and commitment to highlighting Slovenian ingredients have earned her widespread acclaim. These exceptional chefs not only left behind a remarkable culinary legacy, but also served as a great inspiration for countless aspiring cooks. Thank you for joining me on this fascinating journey through the history of extraordinary chefs from diverse nations.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good evening. I'm Richard Anderson, a historian from the Culinary Heritage Institute. Today, I would like to introduce you to great chefs from different countries throughout history. One such incredible chef was Heston Blumenthal from England. His innovative approach to molecular gastronomy completely transformed the culinary world. Moving on to Japan, we encounter the legendary Jiro Ono. His dedication to art of sushi making made him a true icon in the culinary realm. Another highly esteemed chef, Massimo Bottura, comes from Italy. His creative reinterpretations of traditional Italian cuisine have earned him international recognition. Lastly, let's not forget about Anna Roche from Slovenia. Her unique cooking style and commitment to highlighting Slovenian ingredients have earned her widespread acclaim. These exceptional chefs not only left behind a remarkable culinary legacy, but also served as a great inspiration for countless aspiring cooks. Thank you for joining me on this fascinating journey through the history of extraordinary chefs from diverse nations.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 국가가 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.